everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. This is the word of God, of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. And we're reading from John chapter 15 and verses 9 to 17 on page 1083 of the Church Bibles. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Hear my breathing in the mic, Peter. I'm too loud, I think. As long as I need to keep breathing, though, of course. Recently, the Daily Mirror published a survey of the 100 most annoying things. I'm not going to tell you 100, because you haven't got time, but I'm going to list my 10 favourites, if favourite's the right word. And you're free to respond. So if you think, yes, that's good, you go, hmm. If you don't agree, shake your head. You're allowed to do that, okay. For practice. Good, okay. Right, here we go. Telephone cold calling. The voice said, "Just a consumer survey, only take a minute." Or another one said, "There's a problem with your computer." Or, "We have a special offer on solar panels this week." Annoying things, aren't they? Next one, queue jumpers, especially at bus stops. Now, we Brits queue nicely, don't we? We're known for it. When we go abroad, we're amazed at the way other people queue. Well, they don't queue, actually. They just push in. And that seems to be happening at bus stops these days. The next one is a first for 9 o'clock service. Those uncaring dog owners who don't bother to scoop up, or those people let their dogs go out and wander. Nothing worse than walking in it, is there? Then treading it somewhere else, in your home or in the car or somewhere. It's horrible. It annoys people. Fourth one, middle lane drivers on motorways. You've never done that, have you? Have you, Joy? Finding the end of the sellotape. Especially at Christmas. You want to wrap some presents? Where's that end gone? I have the solution. Buy a dispenser. It makes it work much easier. One close to some people's heart, Marie, I'm sure, finding able-bodied people who park in disabled bays, or parking in general. Did you manage to park eventually, Deb? Where's Deb?
She's here.
Did you park all right? You were struggling, I saw. It was a small gap, wasn't it? But you've only got a small car, mind you. I'm being naughty now. Sorry, Debbie. Being put on hold with on the telephone. You know, you've made a phone call and someone says, I'm putting you on hold. You don't know how long it's going to take. And you listen to this inane music being repeated over and over and over. Really annoying. When I put the phone down, but they've waited 2 minutes, so you can, if you put the phone down, you have to do all the process again, so it's not worth it. Running out of toilet roll. I try to avoid public lavatories, don't you? They're not the nicest of places, but if you have to go, force of nature, and there's no toilet roll, that is really annoying. That is very annoying. Very embarrassing as well. Rude shop assistants. Those that are too hasty to try and sell you something and those that couldn't care less. Joe and I were in Marks and Spencer's recently. We purchased something. The girl made no eye contact with us during the whole manoeuvre. And as we moved away, she said, have a nice day. I said, that's the script, isn't it? But she didn't mean it. I felt really embarrassed for her that she was trying to do that. And finally, my least favourite, could I sort of say, cyclists who ride on the pavement. I was walking in Acre Road by St Luke's School, on the pavement. Suddenly I'm confronted by an elderly gentleman, not a teenager, but an elderly gentleman, racing at me on his bike. I froze on the spot, and he laughed at me and said, daydreaming, were you? I said, no, I expected you to be on the road. So he told me to F off. He wasn't a teenager, he was a man of my age, 20s. Now, sometimes the attitudes and actions of other people do make us angry and frustrated, don't they? You can be honest, we've been angry and frustrated by what we've seen other people do or their attitudes to things. Sometimes, if we admit it, we express that anger in inappropriate ways, even within the church family. So I want to do a little exercise now. I want you to turn your necks and heads around. Have a look at everybody in the building. Have a look. Do move your head. Look at people. See people you recognise? John, you haven't moved your head. Thank you. Can't get them, can you? Can't get the staff. People you recognise, people you don't know, people you know well, people you hardly know at all. Has any of those people ever made you frustrated or angry? John says no. So look this way now, look at me. Has I ever made any of you frustrated and angry? Oh, hands up. Now, in the passage that Joy read to us, Jesus said twice, love each other. So we're getting to the point now. The gospel passage says, in verse 12, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. And verse 17, this is my command, love one another. And it's not unusual in the New Testament, this theme is repeated. John 13, in the message, says this, let me give you a new commandment, love one another. In the same way I loved you, you love one another. This is how everyone will realise, recognise, that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other. So people see us loving each other, caring for each other, supporting each other, encouraging each other, will know that we love each other and we are the disciples, followers of Jesus. A few verses on the bottom. This is not a common, not an uncommon theme in the Gospels and in the New Testament. So, what I want to do this morning, in the next few moments, is to give you some practical tips, practical advice on how to love others in the family of God. I've been a Christian since I was 18. So, as I said earlier, it's about 3 or 4 years. Okay. Do the joke once. You laughed the first time, Stu. You didn't let me down. I don't want to be theoretical. I want to be practical. So let's see what we can learn. First of all, this is not an optional extra. Jesus said, this is my command. He didn't say, if you'd like Tom Sloane, love him. If you don't like him, it doesn't matter. Love him. Care for him, encourage him, bless him, do good to him. It's not optional. It's not something we can pick or choose on people. We're commanded to do it to everybody within the church family. Secondly, we need to admit our feelings. Sometimes we do feel angry, we do feel frustrated, we do feel hurt, we do feel wounded by other people. And we need to admit that, first of all, to ourselves and then to God. and occasionally to people that we trust who may pray for us and pray with us. We need to unlove is sin. If it's right to love, then to unlove, it's a new word I invented, to unlove is sin. It's wrong. We shouldn't do it. So it's not an optional extra. We need to admit our feelings, which will lead us to making a choice to love. We find it difficult to control our feelings. I know I do. I see a cyclist on the pavement, I get really angry. I get cut up by a driver in another car. I get really angry and react and think. I don't say bad things, but I think bad things. Someone said, I'm controlled by the decision of my will and not by my feelings. So we can have feelings, but we can have will that chooses to do something different. To do that, we need to trust God to do what we cannot do. He can bring our feelings in line with our will. It happened to you, it's happened to me. I've seen a change in my life sometimes of issues when I've been angry and hurt and wounded and want to get back, want to hit back. But as I've made a choice to love and a choice to care and a choice to involve myself with that person, then this feeling has changed. So I trust God. And I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Romans 5:5 says, God has poured out his love into our hearts by his Holy Spirit. To me, the simple equation is, the more I love, the more I have of the Holy Spirit, the more I will love. I guess equally, the less I have of the Holy Spirit, the less I will love. Love is produced. The fruit of the love is, fruit of the Spirit is love. Love is produced as by the Holy Spirit. Then we need to practically pray blessing on that person or persons. If we've got an issue with somebody, pray for them. Prayer changes things. And one of the things it changes is your attitude, the way you feel, the way you view another person. Prayer will change them. Final two things. Be willing to talk face to face. I'll give a warning here. Don't do this unless you need to. This is the right thing to do. We don't want people running around the church after this service this morning saying, actually, I hated you for years. I just want to tell you that. Not a good idea. Not a blessing. But rather, if necessary, usually with the advice of another Christian who you've talked and prayed with you about this, go speak to that person. Go settle issues. Go sort it out. Go resolve things. But be careful. I'm not telling you to do it straight away. And finally, plan positive behaviour. I read this. You do not have to have a feeling of love to act in love. So sometimes I look at John and I think, help me, Lord. To do kind things. Now we get on fine, don't we, really, John? Say yes. C.S. Lewis put it this way. Do not waste time bothering whether you love your neighbour. Act as if you did. As soon as we do this, we learn one of the great secrets. When you are behaving as if you love someone, you will presently come to love them. I think I'll read that last line again. When you are behaving as if you love someone, you presently will come to love them. That's part of God sorting it out for us. So let's act towards one another with love. No matter how we feel, let's choose to act together to one another with love. Finally this morning, the passage says, I no longer call you servants, so I call you friends. So our relationship with Jesus is not based on just locked in a sense of obedience, I must do this because he's the boss, but a sense of friendship, a relationship. We want to serve him, we want to do what's right, we want to do what blesses other people and blesses God, because that's the way we're made in him and the way he's done for us. And then you do not choose me, but I chose you. We sometimes have a testimony that says, you know, I gave my life to Jesus March the 23rd, 1960, whatever it was, a long time ago. No, the bottom line is that he's chosen us. He's drawn us to himself. He's chosen us. And he's chosen us to bear fruit. And the fruit is love, loving one another. So let's close in prayer as we think about love each other. Let's pray. Father, we laughed at the things that make us angry. But sometimes our anger has got a control over us. Sometimes we're frustrated. Sometimes we avoid people because we don't know how to deal with the issues we feel. Help us this morning to admit to you and to ourselves that we need to do something about that. We need to turn to you. We need to forgive. We need to pray. We need to encourage. We need to choose to love. Help us to do that, Lord, we pray. Help us to follow you in the way that you show us. Help us to be your disciples. Help us to obey you and to do your words that you want us to do. So, Lord, we commit ourselves to you afresh this morning, that we will love one another. Amen. Just in closing, can you do the exercise we did earlier? Look around the building again. Look at me. Let's love one another and mean it.